97 FM, W299 CD, Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. For a second straight night, hundreds of thousands of Israelis turned out demanding a ceasefire and hostage release as the war with Hamas is almost a year old. Comes after the discovery of the bodies of six hostages. President Biden said bluntly that Israel's Netanyahu isn't doing enough to end the war. He said negotiators are considering a final proposal. Egypt also part of the negotiations. Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris and President Biden made their first joint campaign appearance in Pittsburgh, a Labor Day rally before cheering union members. Neither Trump or J.D. Vance campaigned on Monday. He starred in Gidget, The Time Tunnel, T.J. Hooker, and others. One-time teen heartthrob James Darren died. His son says Darren died in a cardiac unit at Cedars-Sinai Hospital in Los Angeles. James Darren was 88. This is ABC News. NASA says it found and corrected what was causing a strange noise coming from the Boeing Starliner capsule.
Starliner, docked long past it was planned to leave the International Space Station, has had its share of trouble. And then a pulsing sound heard by astronaut Butch Wilmore on board the station coming from the Starliner. Now it's stopped. NASA blaming feedback from a speaker caused by an audio configuration issue with the ISS.
On Tuesday and a high
says there's
of 77
no impact on crew or operations.
At 5 to 12
Packer.
Miles per
Japan,
hour.
Japan, one of the hardest
Tuesday
working nations
clear,
on Earth, has a phrase that translates
Wednesday,
out to working oneself
and
to death.
Touch warmer,
dealing with a growing labor shortage of countries
Thursday,
trying to change that.
With encouraging
showers,
employers, especially
like Friday,
small and medium-sized businesses, to adopt
4-day
work weeks. It's rolled out a work-style reform campaign that promotes shorter hours and other flexible arrangements, plus overtime limits and paid annual leave.
ABC's Daria Aldinger. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
So good on
and there I am.
You know, Rick Buck, I think it is time I knew it was time away.
Gene, are you on vacation?
Yes, I am going on vacation. I feel confident. You're going to do a great job. You got Calvin.
Wait, I'm going to stay with you.
Yes, dear. You're going to be hosted.
So, baby, we can do that.
You're a good little
I'll take you dancing in a country. Leave
air on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. It's on all the shows.
Co-founder of Lincoln Project, Lincoln Wilson. Trump is now pre-gaming for Republican elections boards at the federal and state levels across this country to try to put their thumb on the scale for Trump. And if they don't win on that front, then they resort to violence. Which is why at the Lincoln Project, our goal is not to beat Trump. Our goal is to beat Trump like a wrenching unit. Our goal is to beat Trump so bad that his bruises have bruises.
The Not All My Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. More news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Oh yeah, I'll take you dancing in a country.
Levi's in the middle. I'm Gary Bell. Here's what the Wisconsin is now. Plans to be proud of the Enbridge Energy Conference line on the Wisconsin are now in the hands of federal regulators. Enbridge aims to address environmental by Boyer and Justin Moore. He says it's not enough.
That's not
it's not clear when the Army Corps of Engineers will decide on the application. Six different hunting seasons are underway in Wisconsin. Part of the natural resources of emergency and the use of steel, morning dove, rail, snipe, and common yellow. All of this weekend, Canada's goose population in Wisconsin is about 40% higher than average. This is Civic Media News.
Leading the pack by Anthony Custer with sports. The Brewers have a 10-game losing division after Labor Day thanks to a 9-3 win over the Cardinals yesterday. Jackson Curiel hit a grand slam to help the Rockies.
And a 1-1 pitch to Curiel, swinging a ball, drilled deep left field.
Curtis courtesy of ESPN Radio. The Brewers and Cardinals play Game 2 of their series tonight. The NFL season kicks off on Thursday with the Chiefs and Ravens. On Friday, the Green Bay Packers will play the Philadelphia Eagles in Brazil. It's the first time that an NFL game will be played in that country. Kickoff between the Packers and Eagles will be after 7 p.m. Friday night. And this week is the start of conference season in high school football. You can find one of nearly a dozen games right here on City Media Thursday and Friday. And with sports, I'm Jimmy Cusco.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
A meteorologist, Rodney Price, mostly clear skies and light winds in the overnight. Could lead to a little bit of patchy fog toward sunrise. Otherwise, temperatures drop into the upper 40s. After any patchy fog Tuesday, we'll see sunshine. Temperatures warming all the way to the upper 70s. Currently 49 degrees.
Listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Toast and turn.
You're listening
the
to
pre-recorded
for August 6th.
Put our
enjoy.
Favorite music on and hold each other close. Don't worry, dear, you'll always be
good morning and welcome, welcome to Matt Mayer on air. Jay Matt Mayer, Greg Bach, Jessica Block, and Sal on the board. And for Calvin, coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can join us. Call and text. It is the same number, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and What Used to Be to Wear. Very excited to be joined by our next guest. It is Farm Worker Appreciation Day, and he is the president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union, Darren Bachru. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us, Darren. We really wanted to talk about this. I saw this article. You had spoken to WPR about the lack of a farm bill. And we're not anywhere closer to a farm bill than we were 6 months ago, are we?
No, we're not. Discussion over the years that we should be able to get it
packed
to,
up on his buckle,
the floor of the House and the floor of the Senate to get the president's for signature day. A little bit faster than what
by
they are.
The way the house
in
looked,
decades past,
she
it
must
seems like
have
the farm bill has
get
not been as bipartisan as it is today.
Workers come
there's been a lot
on
of work
Monday
across the aisles to
fix
to make
the
it happen when it needs to happen.
The wall.
But the political atmosphere
they
that we're in today
she
is
just went crazy. The night
Derek, one of the things that is made very clear in that article is, you know, I think if you ask most
he
Americans
up in Wyoming,
know nothing or don't work on farms, they think it's the farm bill. So they're going to be talking about farm subsidies and farmer type things, and they'll make their accusations and whatever. But the farm bill is far bigger and more encompassing.
Yeah, sure. Certainly, you know, the nutrition title is the biggest part of the farm bill. And that includes your school lunch programs, your daycare center programs, your institutional programs that provide food for centers, the food stamp part of that process, too. You know, it really affects the larger chunk of the American public when we want to think of those. The biggest chunk of the money actually goes to making sure that those food items are in the, you know, the schools, the childcare centers, things like that.
And we spoke with Pam Bianchi, the fabulous farm babe, during a couple of weeks ago, and we were talking about this as well. And I asked her, I said, are farmers resentful of these nutritional assistance programs? And she said no.
Yeah, you know, and I think there's quite a few farmers that actually have been closely touched by that because of the economy on those farms, especially, you know, there isn't a lot of money there, so they probably use the WIC program. They probably use the, if you never we do some school lunch programs, and then certainly, you know, sometimes might even have to depend on those assistance programs that are there's part of the farm bill. So I think the vast majority of farmers certainly are not. You know, as rural America is changing, we're seeing more folks that don't work on farms living in rural America. That dynamic changes because we're interviewing more people that aren't necessarily farmers themselves.
It was made very clear that we were supposed to have a farm bill next year. And they said, farm bill next year, which is now 2024. As you mentioned, you know, there's a lot going on. The election alone is enough to stop another thing. Which is the fact that Congress isn't even in Congress right now. You, as the president of the farmers, what are your steps then next to? Is it flying to Washington, meeting with representatives, talking to people? You know, you've got a vested interest that's important to have. And as you just said, walls all of us. What are your steps that you need to do to try to get this done and not just kick down the 6 months to a year?
Yeah, so, you know, right now, as you said, they're not in session, so they're back in their districts, and, you know, we've got members that are meeting with our elected officials throughout the state, you know, when they're back home here, trying to persuade them to do what's right with that program. And so certainly you don't have to be a farmer to do it. You know, anybody that eats food really should be concerned about the farm bill, because it ultimately affects you know, what the pay prices are that farmers receive, which keeps them in business, but it also does affect what that overall price for the food that we eat is too. So, you know, that can happen in September when they come back in session. A lot of the farm groups are going to be doing some fly-in type activities where we'll go to D.C. and actually meet with them in their offices. And I would imagine the farm bill is probably going to be the, you know, number one item that most of the farm groups are talking about, is if we can't get them to move it through the proper procedures to get it to the president to sign, we certainly need to look at an extension, because there's a lot of dollars that are in line that will go through the appropriations process. And if that isn't completed, you know, we could look at a huge amounts of reduction in farm bill expenditures next year.
If you're just joining us, Darren Von Gruden is our guest. He's the president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. It is Farm Worker Appreciation Day, and we're talking about the languishing farm bill, and for whatever reason, they just can't seem to get any work done on it. I can't imagine how frustrating it is, Darren, for your members when they do talk to our lawmakers about why they can't seem to get this done. What kind of excuses do they provide?
Well, mainly it's the other side's fault. So depending on which office you're in, you know, it's either the Democrats or the Republicans. So, you know, it's not taking the responsibility for their own actions.
Right.
As a farmer and farm communities that have that good work ethic, when the cows need to milk, when the calf beds need to be cleaned, or the barnyards need to be cleaned off, we go ahead and we get it done. And so, you know, we're expecting that same atmosphere from our elected officials, but certainly have not been seeing it.
I can't imagine the level of frustration, as you pointed out, Darren, the amount of work that farmers do and the dedication and perseverance it requires. And then you go visit somebody in their big fancy-schmancy office, and for whatever reason, they just can't seem to get anything done.
It's real frustrating. I know we'll have a few good meetings every year that kind of we can focus on that. Hey, maybe if they can just get going, something we can do, we can have a good year end here. But then you always think about the offices where, you know, that nothing's going to happen coming out of an office. And that's just a real frustration that we, you know, as Americans, we shouldn't have to deal with that, because we have the ability to get stuff done if we really want to. Something that, you know, we need to look at that in the election months. You know, if our elected officials are not doing their jobs, then we should try to find somebody else.
Yep, time to go. Time to go.
And that's one of the reasons why we wanted to have you on the show. And, you know, Pat talks about how it's Brighton, Moser, and as Jane mentioned, Pam Bianchi, is that you have all these politicians of both sides of the aisle who stand on a podium in front of a cornfield and say how important the farmer is to America.
That's the Thinking Local. Really, we're proud to be local radio, country and community.
WRCO-FM 100.9. Go to Washington, and they don't help the people who, I mean, the backbone of our is agriculture. And I don't even know how you square with it. And I think you honestly, Darren, I think you answered the question or my frustration, which is, at the end of the day, get up, put your boots on, honestly, go work, do it again. That's what you need to do. And that's so admirable. And that's why we want to highlight voices like yours, because those politicians love to tell you how great you are. But folks, they're not getting those things done, and those things affect you as well, not just the farmers.
Oh, absolutely. Let's talk a little bit, Darren, about the dairy revitalization plan. What does that, what would that mean?
So what we're looking at there is that would actually help equalize the whole dairy program. Currently, the federal milk marketing orders are being re-examined, and there's quite a bit of talk, or what's going to happen most likely is that processors are probably going to get a larger pay. So that means that there's going to be more dollars that the consumer are paying that will go to the processors, but the farmers will ultimately end up receiving less for that 100 pounds of milk. And we've seen it every time that make allowances go up, that farmers receive a smaller share of the dollars. You know, for instance, back in the 80s, dairy farmers are receiving about 45 cents of every dollar that the consumer is spending. Today, we're only
That's criminal.
How do they justify such a drastic cut with everything, with prices raising over the past decades? How do they square like a 50% cut almost?
Well, it's more than 50%, actually. So, you know, going from $45 down to $15, it's more around 68% or 66% cut, something like that. You know, they justify it by saying that stockholders, and they got to make sure that they can continue to make sure that stockholders are, you know, making that 15-20% profit. Meanwhile, we're seeing, you know, a farm and a half go out of business in the state of Wisconsin here every day. You know, ultimately, it's going to come back to bite us, because we will get down to having one or two individuals or companies owning all the food production in this country. We are going to be in trouble.
Yes, absolutely. That is a terrible future. It really is. Do you have time to stay with us for a second, Darren?
I can, yes.
That would be great. And Tom is on the line. He has a question for you about the Farm Bill. We will take that when we return. We are talking to Darren Von Gruden. He is the president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union, and it's Farm Worker Appreciation Day. We're talking about the languishing Farm Bill, why it's important, and why our lawmakers, I don't know, like they should do something.
Do something.
Do a job. All right, stay with us. You're listening to Nat Nair on Air. This is the City Media Radio Network.
Joe Biden stepped aside. We nominated Kamala Harris.
I think it's a little bit like the Dodgers complaining that the Braves' starting pitcher who injured
his shoulder yesterday isn't starting today.
Keep a safe distance from the curb. And drivers, always stop for the flashing red lights. Safety first. If your kids are biking to school, make sure they wear helmets and bright clothing. Safety on two wheels is a must. This back-to-school announcement is sponsored by TriStar Gifts and More, the Richland Locker, and Joan Chevrolet.
You know, the first one, just depending on when we go back to farm numbers, if you look at really when farms started getting larger and larger in the state and across the country was sometime in the early 80s or maybe
church when you see the ocean.
We had well over 160,000 dairy farms across the country at that point in time. We're down under 30,000 dairy farms right now, so that really is when you lost in thought, trying to figure out a protein cross the monopolization that's going on in the dairy industry. The other question about 66% of food stand dollars, I'm not sure what that number is either, so I won't comment.
Sure, that's fine. I hope that answers your questions, Tom. Thank you, Derek. That is a big concern, certainly the number of farms that we're losing, and we talked about this. It just seems like there's this constant encouragement to get bigger. I mean, Sonny Perdue in the previous administration, did he say something like, go big or go home?
Yeah, that was actually said at the World Dairy Expo back in 2019 or maybe 2018, one of those 2 years there to welcome the folks from around the world to the World Dairy Expo. But, you know, the real question about there, too, is looking at the food prices that we're paying today. And if these large farms are going to make the system more efficient, why are we paying you know, without those efficiencies, they should be keeping the price of the consumer down, as this isn't happening. So, at some point in time, we just really got to look at what's going on there. And it's really the redistribution of dollars into fewer and fewer hands. So, you know, we've got more and more people that are just working and not being able to realize that American dream of owning something, that the worker there that gets the job done, and most of the time aren't getting paid what they should be getting paid for.
I just can't imagine you saying the World Dairy Expo, a gentleman standing on stage and making that sentiment. I'm sure there are people there who are going to clap their hands and be like, yes, we are on board, but I imagine a lot of the farmers are there like, this is not the message.
that's not, I mean, just continuing to grow, it cannot be ideal for everyone.
Right, you know, if all of us are dairy farmers and one of us is in the last we're all getting to the 10,000 cow dairy operations. For one thing, there is enough animals out there for that. But then, you know, we can get 0 hours for 100 weeks instead of that we are. Because we just have way too much product done at that time. So, you know, and that's part of what we're trying to do with the dairy legislation plan, too, is get a balance so that we can make sure that there's a safe, adequate supply of dairy products for the consumer out there, but also making sure that we have multiples of farmers that are providing that product versus getting down to fewer and fewer.
I may be off base here, Darren, but I would think as
a man
well
who
that
preached
it is,
the funeral said it really was
where there,
a simple
it's
way
be a little bit
to
better
die.
For the house to be in a smaller operation.
Well,
he lay down to rest one afternoon and never opened up his eyes.
Pasturing season, which is really the end of April through.
They hired me and Fred and Joe to dig the grave and carry up some chairs.
Yeah, but you know, it seems like you're more comfortable than that.
It took us 7 hours, and I guess we must have drunk a case of beer.
Comfortable too.
I guess I ought to go and watch them put him down, but I don't own a suit.
But they're also walking on concrete.
And anyway,
the
when they start talking about fire and hell, well, I get screwed.
With that sand between your teeth and the concrete.
So I'll just sit here in my truck and act like I don't know him when they pass.
You know, the overall process, certainly are.
Anyway, when they're all through, I've got to go to work and mow the grass.
You also have to look at the whole process. And
well, here they come, and who's that riding in
this
that big old shiny limousine?
For having the dairy, for having the cows out there.
Look at all that chrome. I do believe that that's the sharpest thing I've seen.
Climate change as well. If it is, and if it is severe,
that must belong to his great uncle. Someone said he owned a big old farm.
Help the farm.
With like conservation, yeah. Conservation yeah. Ones.
When yeah, they yeah. Get parked, I'll mow it down. Look it over, that won't do no harm.
More dollars put into, you know, currently the house version.
Well, that must be the widow in the car, and when you take a look at that.
Reduction act, they want to take those dollars and put them into other
well,
animals.
That sure is a pretty dress. You know, some women do look good in black.
Folks that are farmers that want to be a part of the conservation.
He's not even in the ground. They say
money.
That
so
his truck is up for sale.
For programs that need more money. And,
they
you know,
say you took it pretty
change,
hard,
yes, you know,
but you can't tell too
again,
much behind the well, listen, ain't that pretty when the bugler plays the military
because of those storms.
I think that when you're in the war, they always hide and play a song like that.
They'll help us strip with more soil in place.
Well, here I am and there they go. And I guess you just call it my bad luck.
Not all of it, so, you know, we just need to get back to
I hope he rests in peace. The trouble is the fella owes me $40.
Here at Western Wisconsin that kept tons and tons of soil in place that are now being lost because we think we need the farm from fence row to fence row, when in reality this country throws about 40% of our food supply away on a yearly basis. So we could actually, you know, take some land out of production and still feed the world if we, or feed the country at least anyway, if we use smart common sense practices that allow people to not only produce but also have that
Darren Bunbury is the president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. We are out of time, Darren. We would love to have you back. There's so much more to talk about. Really appreciate your time. Thank you so very much.
Yep, thank you, Dan.
News is coming up next, and then when we return, the best justice money can buy. You're listening to that air on air. This is listening to Media Radio Network.
Traffic jam is us.
of thousands of Israelis turned out demanding a ceasefire and hostage release as the war with Hamas is almost a year old. It comes after the discovery of the bodies of six hostages. President Biden said bluntly that Israel's Netanyahu isn't doing enough to end the war. He said negotiators are considering a final proposal. Egypt also part of the negotiations. Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris and President Biden made their first joint campaign appearance in Pittsburgh, a Labor Day rally before cheering union members. Neither Trump or J.D. Vance campaigned on Monday. He starred in Gidget, The Time Tunnel, T.J. Hooker, and others. One-time teen heartthrob James Darren died. His son says Darren died in a cardiac unit at Cedar Sinai Hospital in Los Angeles. James Darren was 88. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Harry Bell. Here's what we constantly need to know. Plans to drown out of every energy controversial line by the Board of Wisconsin are now in the hands of federal regulators. Enbridge aims to address environmental issues. By lawyer Jesse Moore, she says it's not enough.
It's not enough. It's not enough. It's a false incentive to the fruit trade. In fact, it really extends to the
It's not clear when the Army Corps of Engineers will decide on the application. Six different hunting seasons are underway in Wisconsin. The Department of Natural Resources says early season for Canada goose and teal, as well as mourning dove, rail, snipe, and common galinoo, all opened this weekend. Canada goose population in Wisconsin is about 40% higher than average this year. This is Civic Media News.
Join this local program. Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment feed, I'm Pete Schwabba. America has been wondering why Alan Anderson took a powerful annual appearance in the four episode time series, The Baywatch. Well, not all of America, but some of America, okay, a few people. Despite being prominently featured in one of the episodes that actual credits her with making the show a success, thanks to her sex tape with her husband at the time, Tommy Lee, she said no thanks. Anderson says when the sex tape came out, she was mortified and to this day still has not watched it. The studio reported that she would fire Anderson to protect the show until it actually made rain skyrocket. It's called Show Business, folks. The Baywatch is currently available for free on Hulu. Someone is using the image and likeness of Hollywood icon Tom Hanks to sell wonder drugs and cure alls on the internet. Hanks appeared to the public service announcement to let people know that it's AI and he would never try to sell people something that was fraudulent after the man was born rich.
For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weekdays from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Rice. Mostly clear skies and light winds in the overnight. Could lead to a little bit of patchy fog for sunrise. Otherwise, temperatures dropping to the upper 40s. After any patchy fog, Tuesday we'll see sunshine. Temperatures warming all the way to the upper 70s. Currently 49 degrees. So we're
the kids. The Don Alba Show.
Trump is now pre-gaming for Republican elections boards at the county and state levels across this country to try to put their thumb on the scale for Trump. And if they don't win on that front, then they resort to violence again, which is why at the Lincoln Project, our goal is not to beat Trump. Our goal is to beat Trump like a rented mule. Our goal is to beat Trump so bad that his bruises have bruises.
The Don Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Air on air.
You know, Greg, I think it is time I need a little bit of time away.
Jane, are you on vacation?
Yes, I am going on vacation. I feel confident that I'm going to do a great job here at Calvin. Yes, dear, you're going to be hosted. I'm going to do a screen with you.
Okay, yes, I will host the show in your stead. Thank you very much.
I'm trying to keep it safe.
Matt and Air on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
So we're the kiss and a hug and a whole lot of love. I sent it off in a letter to you. I sent them off in a letter to you. I sent it off in a letter to you.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
morning, everyone. Welcome back to Matinair on Air. My name is Greg Box, sitting in for Jane Matinair, who is on vacation right now, and she'll be back in a couple weeks, but we're happy to have you here today. You're in a special day. It's Monday. It's Monday.
Yes, it's Monday.
I'm not kidding you. The first hour of this show,
tonight.
I thought it was Tuesday. I just realized it was Monday.
It is Monday.
All right, well, it's Monday. I said it before, and I'll say it again. It is very hot out there.
Everything's going to be all right.
It's in Waukesha right now.
I just got the notification on my phone about a heat advisory.
And we're looking at 2 points or high. We're looking at heat indexes in the upper 90s and into the 100s. So what we're just saying stay inside if you can. Please rest. Don't go outside and do work.
Stay hydrated.
Stay hydrated.
Check on your neighbors, especially if they're elderly, if they need anything. This is what Midwest folks do. They check on our people.
Yep, and keep your pets inside. Don't let your dog run around. It's too hot for them to be outside. I don't care. Be like, listen, nope.
Lives inside of me.
Exactly.
Take me down and love me all night.
Yes. Hold me close and make me strong. But you can call or text. Same number, 855-752-4852-855-755-CIVIC. Conversation. But right now, I want to talk about something that, you know, we were talking about Black leaders organizing our communities. We were talking about voting. Talk about all this, but think one of the things that is in your universe, in part of your existence, Miss Angela Lang, who, by the way, is our guest co-host today, because she is the executive director of Block.
Yes.
Your involvement, your working in the union.
Keep
the
fire. Yeah.
We're coming up on Labor Day.
Yes.
And that's
let it warm.
We're going to have our cookouts. We're going to have our mattress sales. But we want to talk about the importance of unions. And I feel like in the past few years, the union movement has really flipped the narrative in America, and it's shown the importance at all different levels. So can you give us a little background on what this experience flame
inside? So once upon a time, no. my first job out of college, you know, as one does, you're like, I'm looking for jobs. Where do I have a relationship with, where I'm meeting someone who's in ecstasy. And I had been volunteering along with my campus team, and this was in 2012, 2013, a long time ago. And that was when the really started taking off. Fast food workers walking out demanding $15 an hour, which by today's standards, way under. It's not going to. But at the time, $15 an hour as a minimum wage felt like radical, like ridiculous. But I remember volunteering. I started helping out a little bit more, and so I applied for a job. Not knowing their relationship to SEIU, the Service Employees International Union. And they're like, we don't have any openings, but we gave your application to SEIU. And I was like, okay.
Is that legal?
And I was like, sure. And I get a call from Bruce Colburn. And he's like, all right. You know, you can tell. He's like, all right, I see you're come on a student organizing. And I did. I came out of student organizing. I was doing a lot of nonpartisan stuff. So Scott Walker was like, and I wanted to go protest in Madison. I didn't have a car. I don't have money. And I remember getting connected to AFSCME on campus. Yes. And they were like, well, we have the resources to buy for a bus. Can you fill it with students? And that was the extent of what I knew about the labor movement, was working with AFSCME in this, like, Scott Walker, you know, budget repair bill, collective bargaining fight. And so when Bruce called me, I was like, sure, it's not what I bought for, but okay. And I go in for an interview, and I remember having this conversation. I was like, listen, I'm not a union organizer. I have very limited experience in union matters, but I'm a organizer. And if you take a chance on me and teach me the union side, I think this can translate. And if you take a chance on me, and my job at the time as an organizer was to help out with the union. And I remember working with David Bowen when he was at the county about passing a little wage ordinance over there. How long ago it was, but my job really came was doing house visits with folks that wanted to sign up for union or we wanted them involved in some way. So the goal was to have a joint conversation to try and get someone to join the union. It was very interesting through those conversations how people saw themselves political or not, and that really stuck with me. So I was largely working with home care workers and nursing homes, which are largely Black women. And we had a 45-minute conversation about how childcare should be free or how we should raise the minimum wage. And then when it got to the end of the script, and I was trying to make the ask, like, if you donate to our PAC, they would say that they're not political. And I was like, but
but you are by the conversation. And so that really was interesting of like people's relationship to power and access to politics and how they view themselves in it, right? That's black women, just primarily because they are political in a lot of different ways. It was interesting to have people realize that a lot of
What if someone really likes working at a fast food joint? They find their calling and enjoy it right
now.
They shouldn't have to work another job to do it.
Exactly.
It's not out of the realm of a billion-dollar corporation to afford to pay their people more.
Yes.
But that's for another conversation. Union has really flipped the narrative because I feel like even 10, 15 years ago, to say union was almost a dirty word.
Yeah,
it was a divisive word in conversation, and it had the Star Spangled like Boston Freedomites shaking their fist in the air saying, well, if you don't like it, then quit the job, Marcus. You know, it only took one of the things we talked about.
First time we started having these conversations about union and class in a very real way was during Occupy Wall Street, and that was in 2011. And you know that everybody was talking about the 99% versus the 1%, which I think is incredibly important. But then also at the same time, it raised people's consciousness, but then it kind of went away. And then you had like Bernie Sanders raised consciousness, and then like he wasn't elected. But like there has been kind of this class conversation, I think, the last few years. And it's interesting because like when we used to get the unions protect lazy workers, or like they don't actually do anything, they take your money and don't do anything. I would be like, if you got fired from your job right now, whether you did something bad or good, don't you think you deserve to have your day in court? Metaphorically speaking, right? And you, like, it's the same thing as like you should be able to have representation against management, especially if they're like a corporation or they're paying all this profit off of your labor. You deserve to have your day in court about your actual job. And the union doesn't save every single person, it just allows you to have representation. And so, in a way, it's kind of like if you get locked up and you're like, I can't afford a lawyer, well, everybody is entitled to. You know, they're saying for you may be providing a public defender, for example, right? And so I think that in that way of like, if we understand how the 1% or the man or, you know, management is actually, you know, stealing and extracting our labor without getting anything for it, and basically treating folks with terrible working conditions, the union allows for that space to come together. Because it's not just you and your union, Brad. It is your union fighting behind you. And hopefully, if it was a wrongful termination, it turns out that. But then also, it shows the strength of what a union can do, and it makes the whole work site more cohesive. And I think it also makes it stronger together, because if people know, oh, as a manager, I can't get away with treating my workers like this because the union has, you know, stayed close to me just on this floor alone, you're going to start to change how you treat your own work.
One of the things it sounds like to me, this conversation about other people when it comes to certain social programs like members of healthcare. When you look at the topic of members of healthcare, one of the things I always find, and every structure has a problem, and we can talk about the problem of members of healthcare in countries, but there is a morale that happens within these countries saying, I know my country takes care of me.
Yes.
I have crazy notion, Angela. A break around your calendar. Business owner whose shop is a union shop, and you are not, you know, trying to build everything to make the bottom line bigger and bigger and bigger. It makes you want to run a better shop too, because you want to have
you want to have a good relationship with your workers,
because you are a good boss, or you're part of a good management
trails, commercial so sites to driveways, like, to me, and residential areas to land clearing.
It benefits
We've got
everyone.
You covered.
Exactly.
To have now serving Ithaca with our
exactly.
location.
And I think,
call us at 608-415-7528 and schedule your project today at Muller & Sons Excavating.
Mandatory, what we call like captive audience meetings, where they
places you'll show, you can take
staff,
in the show at the Richland County Meat Animal Sale on Saturday, September 7th, beginning at 5 p.m. in the show barn. Witness the hard work and dedication from our talented Richland County 4-H and FFA members.
If we don't even get into the weeds of like the contract negotiations, what folks are fighting for,
our youth will be in the barns with their animals by 4 p.m., ready to greet buyers and share their stories. It's a unique opportunity to connect with these inspiring young people and learn about their experiences in agriculture,
which we've all
find
Scott
all of the
Walker,
sale animals
Diane
in the livestock
you know,
building showcasing
oh
that's
gosh,
their variety and top quality work our youth have
and
dedicated
so if,
their
if
time and energy.
We don't
the
buyer's want you all
reception starts at 4 p.m. in the show barn. It's the perfect
hopefully,
time to meet community members,
to be like,
enjoy
what
a
light meal,
if, and find
like,
the perfect seat
I can't
for the sale.
Your participation,
enthusiasm, and contribution
condition.
Supports the future of agriculture and the acceptable work these youth have done.
The Meat Animal Sale Committee hopes you'll join us to celebrate and support the incredible efforts of Richland County's 4-H and FFA members.
You know,
come for the show, see the youth
like,
and your neighbors,
like,
and stay for the
yeah,
new
exactly.
animal sale
but,
this Saturday
know,
at the Richland County Fairgrounds beginning at 5 p.m.
I have experience there, what you're talking about. Like, I worked at a video store that's no longer business.
Remind
I won't say
their
name. It does rhyme
to
with
wash their hands regularly to stay healthy.
They set us down
this
and they played
school tip
you know, all
has
the
been
sexual
brought to you by Muscaday Mini Mart.
But they also played this
Walsh's
video that was,
Ace,
you know,
and by Southwest Wisconsin Technical
we
College.
Don't feel
let's
it's
make this back to school year safe for everyone.
Conversations. It should be okay to talk to your manager. And honestly, I don't disagree with that either.
Sure.
In a perfect world.
Yes.
But my manager also sucked.
Exactly.
So I didn't want to talk to her. And I've seen other videos, and it's always built in this beautiful,
way
like,
out
we're
in
can we, hey, Angela, can we just wrap here? Can we just talk?
Where
can we just talk?
If you had an issue, why do you need to bring in someone else?
I mean,
why can't we just talk?
You can call me by my
great Philadelphia lawyer.
I mean, it's really, really.
Was in love with a Hollywood
name. I've never been in a union. I've worked in union houses, but for some reason I was a non-rep employee.
Yeah.
But I've watched the unions be strong. I've watched the unions fight for employees. On the other side, not being in unions and working for, like, corporations,
I'll
you've seen these videos say, no, you're afraid of that because you know if it comes in, you're going to have to piss more.
Get
you know,
married tonight.
When you tell us we don't need one, my first thought is, like, why? How is that going to harm you? And
yes.
Once again, your bottom line.
Ten
folks, if you are part of a union,
gun.
If you've been in a union, you want to talk about your experience.
And
honestly, good, bad, or indifferent, we understand it's not the same for everybody, but we feel like,
left
you know,
wild bills
Labor Day's coming up, we want to talk about
alone.
It. 855-752-4842-855-75-CIVIC. Let us know. Call, text,
right
leave a comment on the live stream. We're going to keep the union conversation going with Angela Lang, our guest host for today. Don't go anywhere. Stay close. You're listening to Matt and Aaron Air on the Civic Media Radio
Network. Her love
Network.
Was as lasting as gold. As he grew near the window, a shadow he saw on the shade. Was the great Philadelphia lawyer making love to Bill Hollywood May. And the night was as
this
still
is news from
as
the center of WRCE.
And the moon hanging
hey there, it's
high
Joy
overhead.
With your Work Money Minute. A recent
Bill
survey found that in the last year, 25%
lawyer.
Of Americans used buy now pay later services like Afterpay, Klarna, or Zip. We spend more with buy now pay later because,
so
you know, six easy payments of $30 feels more affordable than $180 all
so
at once. For that cowboy hat, or those leggings, or that Yeti cooler. But when paying the full price for something
city.
Feels uncomfortable, that is a clear
and
sign
leave
to
this
me
wild
that the purchase probably
behind.
Doesn't align with my financial goals.
Not bad.
later is helping somebody replace a necessary thing, like a client or something like that. That's a sign that their emergency fund needs some attention so they don't have to finance.
There's one less Philadelphia lawyer.
It encourages us to develop money behind us. Aren't that helpful for our long-term financial security? For more money tips, check out Work Buddy Media on YouTube.
To pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to Matinee on Air. My name is Greg Bach. I'm filling in for Jane Matinair, who is on vacation. She'll be back in 2 weeks, but we have a great show for you today so far. The wonderful, the talented, the award-winning Angela Lang, Executive Director of Black Leaders Organizing, our communities, also known as BLOC, is our co-host today. We'll be back next week, too.
Yeah.
We talk about...
It's in my calendar.
I think it's next Tuesday, but regardless,
you're going to hear me.
Where the quick
and we actually, we hear you a lot. You're on stage a lot.
Yeah, I think I also have some other stuff for someone else as well for some immediate
years. Yeah, I think that is also
that process. I'm filling in again, so.
Excellent. Well, we love having you around because you're fun.
Thank you.
And you are...
It's a good time.
Yeah, it's unabashed. which is the service and employees
The purple.
The purple. It's
my favorite color, so I wasn't mad at it.
I wouldn't mind a nice blue screen.
I mean, so Aspie is green, but I also have a, it's like a different green. It's not a forest green, and I hate green, but I the two shirts that I have the most for, like, sleeping or whatever, I pulled out Obama Biden t-shirt from SEIU. I was like, I wouldn't even work at SEIU at the time. I think I just found it in the closet and stole it. Same with AFSCME shirts. Union shirts are union made and are thus the most comfortable to sleep in at the
time. You heard it here first, folks. If you have experience with the unions, whether you're in or in the union, you want to talk about the greatness of unions. Or honestly, we're not going to tell you what we can and can't say as far as content, but if you had a not so great experience, we want to hear from you because we believe that unions here are important. We want to tout them. We want to do what we want to build them up. Call us 855-742-8557. Civic, you can also text us at the same number. Comment on the live stream.
If the fury of the wind is unstoppable, I've learned never underestimate
my son and
the impossible.
Another thing, it used to be when a place was organized and voted for you, they would negotiate with the employer, and if they couldn't reach an agreement, it went to arbitration. Well,
trucking companies and non-union businesses that are going to go and they can't get a contract because the employer
wet my feet and find a way. Some dry grass. Bob, thank you so much for calling and telling that story. Yeah. Seriously, that's a, those are the things we need to hear.
Yeah.
My father was also a union truck driver when he was growing up. And yeah, I mean, that's that connects to what we're saying earlier. Yeah. That you have this entity that's here for you to advocate for you to make sure that you don't have I mean, I don't know about not paying any hospital bills, but making sure that they're affordable.
Yeah.
I can't imagine what you went through, Bob, with your child. My heart goes out to you. And it then inflames my brain to listen to people talk about. And this goes by the notion of, like, right to work. What an insidious and horribly named idea.
That was a fun time working for a labor union in Wisconsin during the right to work fight. Yeah, it was a good time.
Yeah, I mean, trying to paint it as this idea of, like, well, right to work. Shake your fist for these. Once again, these blue denim of truth Americans who think that, you know, a hard work and a hardy attitude is all you need. No, you need people on your side. And that's what they do. And that's what Angela, that's what she did. But, and, you know, I wasn't part of that union, but I thank you for being a part of it. I know that, I'll be totally honest, my neighbor had an idea. It's not based on any sort of real fact. I was a child. But I listened to what people say, and they weren't always the best things.
Yeah.
It has evolved over the past 15, 20 years, and I've seen the people talk about it.
Yeah.
And the passion they have for it.
Yeah.
Talk about it, and all the work they do. It's wonderful. And I think we need more of it. And we need to get deeper and advocate for more workers. And
yeah,
Bob, I thank you again for sharing your story. So,
I mean, I've shared this off air, but, like, I think Bob's story, it got me thinking more about it. So I worked for a labor union, but I didn't grow up in a union household. I think there's an assumption that I can work for a labor union. That you have deep labor roots, and as I mentioned before, mine didn't start until college, right? But I understand, so I talk about this a lot. You know, I was raised by a single white mother, trying to figure out not only how to raise a black child in a city she was unfamiliar with, but when I was in the seventh grade, she was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. And so, what does it mean for her to go to therapy every Tuesday and couldn't afford to take off of work and still had to catch that shift at Walgreens because she didn't have any representation?
Well, we're going to keep that conversation going throughout the week. When we have you back, we'll probably talk some more. You can talk.
Yeah, I'd love to.
But you'll be back next week, I believe, Tuesday. But
yeah,
I'll play around that. But for now, we got to take off. We've got to get going. We've got to make paper Todd Elmo, who's showing up. And you do too. Stick around for the Todd Elmo Show. We thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Thank you for commenting, texting, calling. Couldn't do it without you. Calvin. Thank you for doing what you do.
Shout out, Calvin.
Thank you, Angela, for being here.
Thank you for having me.
And stick around to Pacific Media Radio Network. This has been Matt and Aaron Ayer. Have a wonderful day.
News from the center, WRC.
From Daddy's Don Williams to Mama's Patsy Cline. Ooh, we're walking after midnight, singing Tulsa Time. The beer seems colder and the women seem hotter. The wheels don't seem so damn hot.
Dodgers complaining that the Braves' starting pitcher